Do you want more true crime bedtime stories? Sign up to Bonus Bedtime Stories on Apple Podcasts today to access early and ad-free episodes. Subscribers will also get an exclusive bonus episode each month. But for now, get comfortable and enjoy tonight's episode.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to True Crime Bedtime Stories. Tonight, we'll be unraveling the haunting case of Lindsay Buziak, a young rising star in the world of real estate whose life met a tragic end in 2008. In this episode, we'll dive deep into the mysterious cold call that set a chilling series of events into motion. We'll explore why a seemingly wealthy couple was so interested in a junior agent like Lindsay to handle their high-stakes real estate hunt. So settle in, because this story has more twists than a winding road, and each one is as dark and perplexing as the next. Let us travel to Victoria, British Columbia. Lindsay Buziak was a young and eager real estate agent, a fresh face in the industry, looking to make a name for herself. It was February 1st, 2008, when her phone rang with a cold call that would change the course of her life. Picture this: an unknown woman on the other end of the line, her voice carrying a hint of a Spanish-sounding accent, was interested in purchasing a high-end property, a staggering $1 million home, and she needed it immediately. For Lindsay, who was just beginning to carve out her niche in the competitive realm of real estate, it was like a stroke of luck, a gift from the universe, perhaps, and it held the promise of a hefty commission. However, the universe doesn't often hand out free lunches, does it? Lindsay couldn't shake off a niggling suspicion. Why would a big-ticket buyer seek out a junior agent like her for such a significant transaction? With defiance of the odd circumstances, Lindsay found herself enticed by the prospect of success and the lucrative payday that lay just within reach. So she decided to seize the opportunity. The client was eager, insistent even, that they needed to close the deal swiftly, within 48 hours. Setting aside her initial trepidation, Lindsay got to work and quickly identified a property that checked all the boxes on the client's wish list. A showing was arranged for the following day at 5:30 p.m., but the seed of doubt planted in Lindsay's mind refused to wither. Lindsay reached out to her boyfriend, Jason Zalo, who could provide a tacit security blanket while she engaged with the enigmatic couple. Jason's background as a former semi-professional hockey player gave him a formidable presence, one that could deter any potential malice. Jason agreed to Lindsay's request to hang back at the property in his car, distanced enough from the proceedings to be concealed from the buyer's view, yet close enough to respond should Lindsay need him. The stage was set, the players in place, and the curtain was about to rise on a scene that would unfold with terrible swiftness. As Lindsay would soon learn, the line between opportunity and peril can be perilously thin. The cold call that brought Lindsay a breath away from the biggest break in her career also ushered in a sequence of events that would culminate in an unspeakable tragedy. On that fateful evening, at precisely 5:30 p.m., Lindsay Buziak arrived at 1702 D'Souza Place, ready to showcase the sprawling property to her prospective clients. Clad in professional attire, she exuded confidence, yet beneath that polished exterior, a simmering unease lingered from the strange cold call she had received just the day before. The suburban silence was broken by the arrival of the couple she was expecting. A man standing about 6 feet tall, a dark cascade of hair under a long coat, and a woman marked by her striking blonde hair donning a red and black patterned dress. Witnesses later recalled the trio exchanging handshakes before Lindsay led them through the grand front doors of the untouched home. As they entered, a stoic calm seemed to envelop the property. Inside, Lindsay's professionalism shone through as she embarked on the tour, unaware of the sinister plot woven around her. Unknown to her, Jason Zylo, her boyfriend and a bulwark of support, was running behind schedule. A text from Jason to Lindsay apologized for his tardiness in light of a prior engagement at an auto shop where GPS signals failed to recognize the newly developed street. At approximately 5:41 p.m., the otherwise serene ambiance was pierced by an outbound call from Lindsay's cell, destined for a friend from her past. But the call's contents, recorded by chance, would be forever lost in muffling, betraying no clues, save for the unsettling possibility of a pocket dial during a struggle. While Lindsay navigated her clients through the opulent spaces within the house, outside, the hands of the clock marched ominously forward. Jason, accompanied by a colleague, reached the house around 5:45 p.m., parking discreetly at a distance away from the house. Attempts to reach Lindsay proved fruitless, her phone but a silent interlocutor to Jason's growing anxiety. Minutes ticked away like an eternity until, at 6 p.m., a palpable sense of unease pushed Jason and his companion to action. Finding the front door locked, Jason dialed for emergency services while they navigated to the conspicuously unlocked patio door at the rear. The house's heart lay upstairs, and it was there that Jason made the ascent, calling out Lindsay's name in a connubial chorus of concern. But what he found was a tableau of terror. Lindsay, lifeless in the master bedroom, her vibrant essence sapped away into a cruel amalgamation of blood and silence. The couple who had feigned interest in her services had vanished into the ether, leaving behind only the certainty of their guilt. When Jason Zylo and his colleague stumbled onto the horrific crime scene, their discovery marked just the beginning of what would twist into an intricate web of initial leads and suspicions. The couple who had made the appointment had vanished into the night as though they were mere apparitions, leaving behind a silence more chilling than the February evening itself. As the police sirens broke the suburban calm of Gordon Head, Victoria, a stunned community struggled to grasp what had happened. Jason Zylo, Lindsay's boyfriend and the last to see her alive, was taken into custody alongside his colleague. Each tick of the clock in the interrogation room hammered home the gravity of the situation. The evidence quickly began to amass, and it was clear from the onset that this was no haphazard act of violence. It bore the signs of a calculated assassination. The police were able to corroborate Jason's alibi through surveillance footage from the auto shop, with a timestamp that ruled him out as the perpetrator. Yet, amidst the swell of details, a nagging question persisted. Why had the couple never materialized again? Could this deathly ballet have been choreographed months in advance? Indeed, the murderous plot seemed premeditated down to the last detail. The mysterious woman's phone call that lured Lindsay Buziak to her doom was traced back to a burner phone, a device bought under a cloak of deceit, with the name Paulo Rodriguez as its mask. The phone, used solely to ensnare Lindsay with the deadly appointment, was activated and then summarily disconnected, wiping away the electronic fingerprints of the callers. As detectives labored tirelessly, piecing together fragments of conversations and cross-referencing cell phone towers, the web only seemed to grow more tangled. The elusive couple, The tall man with the sweeping coat and the woman with her patterned dress had evaporated as quickly as their shadows had merged with the dimming light. Who stood to gain from this brutal, merciless act? The question pulsed through the community, keeping time with the flickering candles at the vigils. There was talk, rumors of a dark liaison between the real estate world and the city's undercurrents. Speculations began to circle around the Zalos, themselves pillars of the local real estate scene. Jason's own mother, Shirley Zalo, faced scrutiny, with implications that she was overbearing in Lindsay's life, an influence that some view through quizzical eyes. The orbit of suspicion waved over the Zalo family like an unfurled banner, with murmurs within the hushed conversations of Victoria residents. The Zalos fervently maintained their innocence, ensnared in the net of conjecture and the painful gaze of public suspicion. And then there was the shadowy specter of the drug world, slipping into view with the subtlety of a viper. Could Lindsay's tragic end be an egregious error, a mistaken retribution from a cartel whose tendrils crept far and wide? Lindsay's fleeting visit to Calgary, a mere prelude to the city's record cocaine raid, laid a chilling narrative that begged for consideration. The community, the press, and the police were all grappling with a single wrenching question. Why? Who would have the motive to orchestrate such a cold and calculated killing of a joyful and ambitious 24-year-old real estate agent?
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Let's first examine the hypotheses surrounding the Zalo family. Lindsay's boyfriend at the time, Jason Zalo, hailed from a real estate lineage that was well entrenched and quite successful in the local market. Some, including Lindsay's father, voiced a suspicion that encircled them with a cloud of doubt. The property on D'Souza Plays, ironically, the street named after a developer closely connected to Jason's mother, Shirley Zalo, was seen by some as a stage curiously set for the unfolding of this tragedy. Could professional envy or personal vendettas within the cutthroat real estate circuit have sparked such a heinous act? Were there secrets Lindsay knew about that threatened their empire? To make things even more intriguing, Jeff Buziak, Lindsay's own father, described Shirley Zalo's influence as overbearing and alluded to potential manipulative tendencies. Yet, the police have since cleared the family, asserting they are neither persons of interest nor suspects. Jason Zalo's alibi was supported by time-stamped surveillance footage, and his actions on the day of the murder did not indicate involvement. Despite this, speculation and rumors continued to swirl, fanned by the flames of each passing, unresolved year. Shifting gears to an entirely different theory, one that reads like a subplot from an international crime thriller, involves a drug cartel's retribution. Before her untimely death, Buziak made a trip to Calgary to visit her father. Almost serendipitous in its timing, a colossal drug raid took place just weeks after, leading to the largest cocaine bust in the history of the city. The police conjectured that perhaps there was a connection. Could the cartel have mistaken Lindsay for an informant, dispatching a deadly message in the form of her murder? This theory was bolstered by a curious attempt by Lindsay to contact someone whose relative was entangled in that very drug operation. But as the police pointed out, no concrete evidence linked Lindsay to these drug dealings or the bust that followed. And then there are the more far-flung theories whispered about on internet forums and among true crime aficionados, which point to a myriad of potential motives, from personal vendettas to professional rivalries, and even more shadowy, nefarious activities that Lindsay might have unwittingly been wrapped up in. But for every speculative story, the same end greets them all. A profound silence from the evidence that refuses to speak up and give away the killer or killers. The stretch of time since that fateful day in February 2008 has not brought clarity, but has instead deepened the enigma of Lindsay Buziak's murder. The theories continue to mount, the motives speculated upon, and yet the truth remains as elusive as it was on that cold evening when the promise of Lindsay Buziak's life was so brutally extinguished. The search for justice in the murder of Lindsay Buziak has been relentless and fraught with complications. From day one, Lindsay's heartbroken father, Jeff Buziak, has been unwavering in his pursuit to find his daughter's killer. He launched the website LindsayBuziakMurder.com with a dual purpose, a platform for gathering tips that could lead to the arrest of those responsible, and a community space for those who wish to share information or simply empathize with the family's plight. Misinformation, however, has clouded the waters of this investigation significantly. The digital age, for all its advancements and connectivity, brings with it the propensity for details to be skewed, twisted, or entirely fabricated, and in the case of Lindsay Buziak, it has done no favor to the truth. Jeff Buziak's conjectures and unverified claims on his website, while well-intentioned in his dogged effort to keep Lindsay's case in the public consciousness, have sometimes led to distraction rather than clarity. For instance, Jeff's claim of a letter from Lindsay mentioning that she had seen something she shouldn't have, and the subsequent revelation that the letter might be fake, serves as a cautionary tale about jumping to conclusions without concrete proof. The rampant speculation at times appears to have diverted focus from factual investigation to mere suspicion and defamation, as evidenced by the legal steps taken by Shirley Zalo, who felt these online accusations went too far. Yet, amidst this turmoil of truth and tale, the role of the internet and its various platforms cannot be discounted. They've enabled the case to stay alive in public debate, engaging armchair detectives and keeping the authorities on their toes. In a world where social media often acts as both judge and jury, the online community has been instrumental in preventing Lindsay's case from fading into obscurity. As Lindsay's family and investigators sift through leads and data, the digital echo chamber continues to reflect a multitude of voices, some helpful, some hindering. It is a reminder that in the quest for truth, discernment is key. The Buziak case has inspired numerous discussions on social platforms and true crime forums, illustrating the power of a connected community seeking answers. These platforms, while they may indeed muddy the waters with speculation, also hold the potential to surface new information or perspectives that had been overlooked. It is in this digital realm that Lindsay's story persists, inviting fresh eyes and renewed interest, all with the hope that one day the relentless pursuit of justice will finally bring closure to a case that has lingered for far too long in mystery. Now, as our journey into the chilling case of Lindsay Buziak continues, we arrive at a critical juncture, the cutting-edge advancements in DNA technology that have rekindled hope in an investigation shrouded in darkness. Time often helps us move forward, but in the case of Lindsay Buziak, it feels as though time stands still. In 2021, a glimmer of hope sparked when authorities announced that advancements in DNA analysis might just pave the way to long-awaited answers. You see, forensic science has been sprinting at an unprecedented pace, and techniques that were once the fabric of science fiction are now at the fingertips of investigators. DNA profiles that previously eluded decoding are now being teased out from the faintest of biological traces. Every time a killer touches a surface or leaves behind a fragment of themselves, they're unknowingly signing an invisible guest book that, thanks to these improvements, might not remain unread. This is not to say that a complete picture of the perpetrator's identity has been etched out, but it could mean we're closer than we ever have been before to understanding who was behind this atrocious crime. As for the investigation, the trail is still as intricate and tangled as it was in the years past, but the fervor to uncover the truth has not waned. Police continue to persevere through the twists and turns of this labyrinthine inquiry. They delve into any potential lead, picking up threads that may unravel the cloak of mystery enshrouding Lindsay's murder. It's a testament to their dedication that, in a world where yesterday's news is swiftly forgotten, Lindsay's story has never slipped into the night. Yet, the reality is as stark as it is disquieting. This case is still an open sore in the heart of Victoria, British Columbia. The effort to find justice for Lindsay is a slow, twisting march through a forest of possibilities. Each alleged breakthrough that promises closure is met by the sobering truth that, for now, her murder remains unsolved. Her family and the community hold on to the hope for resolution, clutching it gently like embers in the night, waiting for the moment when the flame of justice finally ignites. The facts of the case lay before us with unnerving clarity, but still, the perpetrator or perpetrators elude capture. Lindsay's friends, family, and a community of supporters who never knew her personally remain anchored in their commitment to this case. From the signs and whispers promised by newfangled DNA techniques to the steadfast police work, the case is far from cold. We're reminded that in the realm of true crime, resolution is not always served up neatly nor swiftly, but with each tick of the clock and turn of the calendar, there's a burgeoning sentiment that with science, perseverance, and maybe even a bit of luck, the scales of justice will tilt, and the final chapter of this story will be written in the ink of vindication. And so, the narrative of Lindsay Buziak, full of hope, eclipsed by tragedy, endures not only in the archives of unsolved crimes, but in the indomitable spirit of those seeking answers. Her story, a mosaic of pain, mystery, and resilience, continues to be etched into the conscience of a community that will not rest until the day justice emerges from the shadows. For more about this and all of our episodes, check out our True Crime Bedtime Stories Instagram and TikTok accounts. Join us next time for True Crime Bedtime Stories. Until then, sleep tight.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.